This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
When the Torah describes the possessions of Abraham and the possessions of Lot, the Torah uses a slightly different nuance of language. In Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis Parshas Lech Lecha, V'Avraham Kaved Me'od Ba'Mikneh Ba'Kesef U'Vazahav. Abraham was very heavy with his cattle, money, and gold. And then describing Lot, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei, V'Gam Lo'Lot Ha'Hoylech Es Avraham Hayat Soinu Va'Kar Va'Oyhalem. Also for Lot, who went with Abraham, Haya, he had. By Abraham, Kaved Ma'od. By Lot, Haya. Says the Tzaddik of Ranana, the Ben La'ashri, the Bracha Mishalashas. He says, when it comes to Abraham, he had Kaved, heaviness, the Agmas Nefesh. He had distress from his possessions, from his money. Marba Nechasa, Marba Daiga. The money and possessions is matrid a person from Avedas Hashem. Because Avraham's whole objective and goal in this world was Likroi B'Shem Hashem. However, Lot, V'gam L'Lot Ha'Lech Es Avraham, Haya, Ein V'Haya El Lashon Simcha. Lot rejoiced over his sheep, his cattle, and his tents. Lot was happy about it. To Avraham, his physical possessions were sort of a koivet. It was something that weighed him down. Not so for Lot. Lot enjoyed the possessions of this world until, ultimately, that is what was misgalgel and brought him down, down, down until he enjoyed Sodom. Lot had so much simcha with his physical possessions, as Chazal revealed to us. Vayisa Lot es einav. Lot lifts up his eyes in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud, and he sees as called Kikar Hayarden. The Medrash darshens it leinyan arayos. So when a person enjoys and gets caught up in the tanuge oil mazen, the possessions of this world, that's ultimately what leads a person astray, because in the very next pasuk, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, Lot begins to stray away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it all began in his attitude toward his physical possessions. He enjoyed it, he went after Arayos, he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not so Avraham. Avraham kaved ma'ay. To Avraham, it was, so to speak, a burden. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.